Hi, everyone. This is Rick at KeepTheRubberSideDown.net. Hope you're enjoying your weekend. Today, I want to talk about 10 things you should do before taking a long-distance motorcycle ride. Now, motorcycle breakdowns are no fun anytime, but they can be downright dangerous in the middle of nowhere. So although we can't stop breakdowns from happening, there are a few things you can do to minimize their impact. The first thing would come under the heading of being prepared, and I've got 10 things I want to list off under being prepared. Number one, keep your motorcycle properly maintained at all times. Number two, have a toolkit on board. Number three, become a member of a roadside assistance program like AAA or something of that nature. Number four, keep your insurance and your emergency information accessible. Number five, consider carrying an air pump and an entire inflation kit when you're traveling super long distances. Number six, always keep your cell phone charged. Number seven, apprise other individuals of your planned route and your approximate time of arrival. Number eight, keep some water and snacks with you. And I like energy bars. They work terrific. Number nine, carry some form of protection. Like I have a concealed carry permit, so I carry a pistol with me everywhere I go. And number 10, stash some cash and a major credit card, because you never know when you might need that. Always make sure you have some cash with you. I remember eating at a place one time early on in my riding, and I had no cash. I just had my debit card and things like that, and I stopped at this little restaurant in the middle of nowhere, and they didn't take plastic, only cash. And so that was kind of an awkward situation. Now, if a breakdown occurs, here's four things that I recommend you do. Number one, don't panic. There's always a solution. Don't panic. There's always a way to get out of this thing. Number two, move as quickly to the safest location possible. Number three, assess the issue. Can I repair this on the road, or will it require me to get some professional help? And number four, one of the things I recommend is use the Yellow Page app on your smartphone to call for help. That Yellow Page app will get you the phone number. It will locate the nearest motel, the nearest service station, whatever. It's a terrific app to have on your Droid or your smartphone of any kind. So, well, preparation is the key to making the best out of a really difficult situation. But if you do find yourself on the side of some dusty road in the middle of nowhere, remember, keep your head, because there's always a remedy. All right, thanks for stopping in. Against this, Rick at KeepTheRubberSideDown.net. Hope you'll stop by and visit the site. All right, bye.